from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
In the Loop, Sports Radio 610 on a roster cut down Tuesday. Obviously, that's the big thing happening. 3 p.m. at the deadline for the Texans and all other teams in the NFL to get their roster down to 53 men. And we've seen a lot of them happen, a lot of cuts happen over the course of the day. Notable ones, Andrew Beck, fullback, no longer with the team. You have the
CJ Henderson.
CJ Henderson. Yeah. I don't know why I heard Anderson. I was like, first of all, is it CJ Henderson even still?
That's a different one.
What, running back, right?
Yeah.
He probably has CC's right now.
Wow. Let's be respectful.
That's a big man.
But
last time we saw him,
big boy.
He's a big eater.
Big boy, for sure. Also, CC's a fantastic place to be. CJ Henderson, the cornerback, as you mentioned.
Andrew Beck.
Noah Brown. Tim Boyle, quarterback, is not on the roster as well. Quite a few other things, and I'll get those to you as well, but we also were adding, in addition to some of those big ones, veteran tackle Charlie Heck,
yeah,
who battled plantar fasciitis all season. He is has been released, and the Texans are waiving rookie linebacker Max Tooley. Had a strong preseason, and they expect to have him on the practice squad.
So the Charlie Heck one is interesting for a number of reasons. First of all, he's been a franchise favorite for a few years. I mean, always around, sort of like the Neville Hewitt, just couldn't get rid of him if you tried. But now
he said that like he was an infestation.
Yeah,
crazy.
That's right. It's like it's very insensitive, but I've called them like cockroaches. Like you know, you try to step on them, and then 5 minutes later, they're walking across your kitchen floor. But with all due respect, because they've had carved out really good careers. Charlie Heck, though, now is gone, so that makes it really interesting on the offensive line. We know the 5 starters. We know Blake Fisher. There's 6. We know Kendrick Green and Jarrett Patterson are going to make the squad because they're guard and center. That's 7 and 8. Oftentimes, you keep 9 offensive linemen. So is it going to be Nick Broeker? Which I'm so glad we finally figured out how to pronounce his name.
That's how you're welcome.
Or Chris Reed. That's kind of what it comes down to. If Charlie Heck is gone, Nick Broeker, our guy that we saw at training camp and we're sort of wondering about, may well make the squad, or do they keep 8 linemen? Offensive linemen.
Another space. Well, offensive line is a place where, look, I don't know that you want to get slim on offensive line.
I think you keep 9.
Yeah, I think that you keep 9 there. Some other news that happened right before my eyes a few seconds ago, I mean, less than a minute, or about a minute ago, as you were talking about Nick Broeker and the rest of this offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Wilson lets us know that Texans released veteran cornerback Mike Ford. There's a lot of cornerbacks that are snap going. Because we mentioned earlier that, let me see if I get this in front of me, right? I just mentioned that Mike Ford Jr. goes. We also mentioned that CJ Henderson is gone. Troy Pride Jr. was cut earlier in the day. Chris Boyd, I don't know what the extent of his injury is, but he was injured in the preseason game this weekend. That cornerback room and that the DBs, we're getting a little thin there, aren't we?
You know what? Put your ear down on cornerbacks that are on the market. You mentioned this before. Like, because right now, with no Mike Ford, your outside cornerbacks are Stingley, Lassiter, and Okuda. No, and D'Angelo Ross. I think what we're going to see here is someone coming from another squad to join. Because I don't think Chris Boyd is going to either. I think he's injured. And injured enough that he's not going to be on the 53.
And also, with all due respect to Chris Boyd, because, look, that's Chris necessary. Boyd. Hey, man, watching him in this preseason, it looked like opposing teams viewed number 17 as the mark.
They went at him.
They were like, oh, 17 over there? Let's try him.
Yeah, we need to work on this play.
Yeah. I don't, again, I say that as respectfully as possible while basically criticizing that man for doing his job. that's not inspiring a ton of confidence, even if he remains healthy after that injury.
So, right, you got to keep an eye. They're going to pick somebody up, right?
I mean, I would hope so. I don't know that you rock out with four outside cornerbacks. You know, I feel like you need to have a little bit more depth there. But look, we'll ultimately see. I know that they feel great about their safeties. Maybe you have safeties that you feel comfortable, you know, sliding out at times. I don't know. But I feel like, the cornerback, I was already worried about depth there. And so I'm even more so now, I guess, is the way that I have to put that. Those are the cuts that I've seen as of right this moment. Let me do one more refresh. Texans waived former UFL standout defensive end Malik Fisher. That do anything for you?
Not a lot, but he had been in the mix a little bit. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So there you go. That's up to date knowledge on who has been cut thus far. I know people are talking about Xavier Howard, former standout cornerback who's kind of out there as a free agent.
Oh yeah, he is still out there.
Yeah.
Maybe that ends up being somebody that Nick Caserio dials up. We'll see where that lands, but that's what's happening there. What's happening here, though, in the loop, let's talk about this. The Athletic put together a quarterback tiers ranking when it comes to, you know, the various quarterbacks in the league and how they stack up. And I love tiers because basic just number ranking can be a little fraught. There's sometimes where this guy and that guy, what differentiates
them? The difference between 7 and 8 could be big.
The difference between 7 and 8 could be huge.
Yeah.
And so, like, having that same differentiation between each player sometimes, I don't know.
Yeah.
But having tiers, like, all right, all these guys are kind of in this group. You can kind of stack them how you want. And then here's another group. It feels like it's more true to form on what we're trying to get to. And obviously, with a quarterback tiers list, we got to ask, where does C.J. Stroud rank for you in this tiers list? So before we actually get to the list put together by Mike Sando of The Athletic, just generally, if you are thinking generally with tiers, first of all, do you put Patrick Mahomes on his own tier? Or do you
absolutely.
Okay.
I don't see how you cannot.
All right. So with that being the case, what tier in your just general mindset would you put C.J. Stroud in? Because this is a dude who in his rookie season was fantastic for a rookie. 23 touchdowns and what was it? 4 or 5 interceptions? But, you know, with that being the case, like that is the rookie, you know, kind of framework. We're out of the rookie framework, and now it's time to step him into, like, the full-fledged, you're a veteran quarterback, as he's kind of demonstrated himself to be.
Yeah.
The technique is very good, and it's, you know, well beyond his years. However, when you're comparing him to the rest of the league, where do you stack him?
I know, you know, this is going to sound very Homer-ish, but I'm not alone because national pundits and experts and scouts are saying much the same thing. I think he's in the next tier. I really
second
do.
Tier.
I mean, obviously, Aaron Rodgers is an incredible, you know, stating the obvious here, just an incredible quarterback that has done amazing things. He's also in his 40s now. And is he still that guy? You know, if you want to judge from training camp, you know, maybe he's had some moments. So if you want to maybe put him in his own tier, but behind Patrick Mahomes, if he's at his best, I would put Aaron Rodgers obviously ahead of everybody else between Mahomes and the second or 2A tier. I put him up there. I put C.J. Stroud up there with Josh Allen, with Lamar Jackson, with you know Tua. If you have Tua, wouldn't be in that tier.
That's a very interesting tier that you've created.
So I would say Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, C.J. Stroud.
Okay.
Maybe that's it, huh?
So,
yeah.
The Athletic, the methodology here, 5 tiers. Mm-hmm. They asked voters to place 30 veteran quarterbacks into the 5 tiers from best to worst. And then within that, then they kind of averaged it out. And so tier 1 is anybody that was average, tier 1 straight to maybe like tier 1.5.
Yeah.
And then like basically a tier down from all the way there.
Mm-hmm.
And Patrick Mahomes was not separated out, but obviously he ended up with a straight up redlined 1 tier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And no points because no one left him lower.
Yeah.
In that first tier, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow.
Oh, I left off Burrow.
Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Those guys all exist within the first tier. So it is a three quarterback tier, and the way they describe this is quarterbacks that can carry his team each week. Team wins because of him. He's expertly handles pure passing situations, no real holes in his game. So first of all, agree with those first three, and then secondly, do you feel like the description is fair, that with the description that it's fair that CJ was not put in that tier?
No, I don't. I think Mahomes is his own, as we talked about. And then I'd put Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and C.J. Stroud on the same tier. I don't think that's outrageous, you know, based on what we've seen. Now, it could change, and it's only his second year, but I don't think it's outrageous.
Okay, so the second tier is where Lamar Jackson comes in. Matthew Stafford, along with Justin Herbert, they all kind of had the same average when it came down to it.
Yeah.
But yes, they're all in this tier. Lamar Jackson, Matthew Stafford, Justin Herbert, Aaron Rodgers, CJ Stroud, Dak Prescott, Jared Goff, Jalen Hurts, Brock Purdy, Kirk Cousins, Jordan Love.
Now we're getting down there.
There's a lot of breadth in that second tier there. But with that being the case, CJ Stroud existing right about the middle, a little bit closer to the top of that tier, and that tier is described as a quarterback that can carry his team sometimes, but not consistently. He can handle pure passing situations in doses and possesses other dimensions that are special enough to elevate him above tier three, maybe a hole or two in his game. Feels like that describes CJ Stroud fairly well, does it not?
That's fair. That is absolutely fair.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fair. I mean, you know, part of my deal is just projecting the obvious rookie second year. I think some of those holes are going to be filled in, you know, so to speak. In terms of, like, if you want to look at these tiers like draft tiers, obviously, that to me, that's maybe a more fair way of putting it. If you're going to draft these tiers, Patrick Mahomes would be the first pick. The second tier that you would draft from would be the one that I mentioned. I would draft from Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. I forgot, you know, who was the other one? Well, Josh Allen, of course.
Yes, Josh Allen.
And then C.J. Stroud. Oh, Matt Stafford. Matthew Stafford would maybe be, and I would draft from there just to win in the next 2 years. I don't think that's outrageous. I'd put C.J. Stroud in there.
Well, I mean, as of right now, basically all of the write-up, right, when it comes to why he ended up in that place, all glowing, right? One offensive assistant said, this guy's a freaking baller. When we watch the style of play, there's a lot of Joe Burrow. When Joe is healthy, the dude has balls, right?
Yeah.
Another head coach said that, I think that he's special. He can make plays on rhythm. He can read coverage. He can get through progressions. He can manipulate coverages. He can create off schedule a lot better.
Yeah.
Right? All of the things that are glowing to the point where they agree with you on the idea that he has the things, the stuff, to be a tier one guy. It seems like all of the only, like, real negative about him is just it's early, and then here's a direct quote from head coach: I'm sure people gave him one, but he's got to prove it. The Baltimore playoff game, when he had to throw, he couldn't do it. He needs to prove he can do it in a big game against really good defenses. And if that's the only thing, it's just seeing more of it, seeing it consistently. I think that's the only thing. But you're right, he has the stuff to be a tier one quarterback, and that makes what Steve Wyche of NFL Network said really interesting. He was, you know, they were talking about the potential of 2024 MVP, and he obviously threw up an interesting potential candidate.
I'm with you on Patrick Mahomes being the guy, but I'm going to go with another quarterback in his conference. That's C.J. Stroud with the Houston Texans.
Okay.
Now, this guy.
Steve.
They've got the offensive line, and they've only got him more weapons. Let's get him Stephon Diggs, okay? He's one of the best quarterbacks already in the NFL, top five or top six guy. Let's go ahead and give Stephon Diggs. This offense is going to be varied. Yeah, people know who the Texans are. They're not going to sneak up on anybody, but they've got he's got a great quarterback coach in Gerard Johnson, great play schemer in Bobby Slowick. But this guy, the effort and the stuff he's put in, he plays the position where it looks easy, like Mahomes. He may not do some of the spectacular Houdini-type stuff, but the game has come to him so quickly in the NFL. That's what I'm saying. He's going to be in that conversation an awful lot this year.
Sounds damn good to me. I mean,
you're in on the idea of CJ Stroud MVP.
And the reason is this: if he's what we think he is in the early season, when I think most people would agree, the first six games are probably the easier part of the schedule. Even though, you know, obviously there's some Caleb Williams is there, and there's some, you know, Anthony Richardson's there, more unproven guys. So if he gets off to a good start, It comes down to week 16, 15 and week 16.
15 is versus Miami. So Miami.
16 and 17 then.
16 at Kansas City.
Yes.
And that is a NBC game on a Saturday, right?
And then 17 is Lamar Jackson.
17, you face Baltimore here in Houston. And that is a Wednesday, a Christmas Day game, 3:30 on Netflix.
So okay, so think about this.
There's a lot of intrigue on that game.
Think about it. If he's an MVP candidate, first part of the season, kind of hangs in there in the middle part of the season as an MVP candidate, and then he goes out and beats Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, that's a wrap.
Late in the season.
That's a wrap.
Yeah.
He'll be the MVP. But again, I mean, that's an enormous if. We're talking about Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and one of them on the road. But what I'm saying is I don't mind that prediction because early in the year he could be rolling, they could be rolling, they could get some wins, and then all of a sudden we have these showcase games where voters are going to be watching.
Yeah.
You know?
And looking at it, I mean, I was looking at the last six MVPs, which are three players, each of them getting two of them. Aaron Rodgers got a couple, Lamar Jackson got a couple, and of course Patrick Mahomes got a couple. You look at kind of what they had in their MVP seasons, we're talking about 40 to 50 touchdowns for Patrick Mahomes with minimal interceptions. You're talking about, 48, 30... 37 actually there for Aaron Rodgers in one of those seasons. Lamar Jackson a little bit lower because he ends up being more of a you have to add the rushing attack in there as well.
Yeah,
in his MVP season, but I mean 36 and then 24 this past year, which was a really interesting MVP year. And just in general, it didn't feel like there was a lot of candidates. But yeah, that touchdown total got to go up a great amount, and I think that's definitely available to him. And then obviously just winning, right? The narrative of this award, you establish how it's there, but you got to get out there and have maybe 11 wins, maybe not even just 10 wins.
And the key wins against the big-time quarterback.
100%.
So, yeah.
But I think that you're right. It's the plausibility is there. I think, will it happen? Now, I'm a little bit more skeptical on that, but I think that the plausibility is absolutely there, which says
I mean, he's pretty high on the board.
Says a lot about a dude in year. I mean, what was it, third?
Third or fourth. Yeah.
So, I mean, look, absolutely great for the high end of what's possible for CJ Stroud in this season. And I mean, look, you went and added an elite level wide receiver. The idea is that you should get
more touchdowns,
more opportunities for that to happen. And you hope also that the running game can help supplement that, where he's not having to lead this team to the playoffs and lead them deep into the playoffs. Like, 'cause I don't think the MVP is his focus. But also you hope that he's not having to carry too much because of the run game in that end. Because if the touchdown totals are high, but it's because he is has too much strain, I think that ends up being counterintuitive in some ways as well. There you go. CJ Stroud, some of the outlook on CJ Stroud for this upcoming season here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next on In the Loop, we got a little lunchtime confessions brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. We'll do that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.